morning we're continuing Chayodim Klachof Aleph, and we're looking at Simon Yates, which is the last Simon in Klachof Aleph. Also learn the Pasuk Shema Yisrael based poem. The person cannot say the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael twice. It looks like the Gemara says Chas V'Shalom, he's accepting two different authorities over him, two different Rishuyos, and as if he's saying Shema Yisrael to one and then to the other, which obviously is not true. And in order not to give even an appearance that is what the person is doing, so the person cannot say the Pasuk of Shema twice. There's a machlokes if we're referring to saying each word or the whole Pasuk twice, and either one is prohibited, to say Shema Shema Yisrael Yisrael, or to say the Pasuk once then repeat it a second time. Either way a person can't do. If a person did say Shema Shema Yisrael Yisrael, he's not Yotze. If a person said the Pasuk twice, he would be Yotze B'Yavid, but he was asked to do so. Now what about the following situation? The person said Shema, and he didn't have Kavanah. He wasn't thinking of what the words mean. And we said before that by Shema, the first Pasuk, the Kavanah is Ma'akev. Being aware of what you're saying is Ma'akev. So he needs to repeat the Pasuk, but we just said it, that he can't repeat the Pasuk. So, Avagav, the Oysa Isser, even though repeating a second time would be something you're not allowed to do, so he goes back and reads a second time, and he says he should do that quietly. That Mishabur says we're talking about a situation where the person's in a tzibur, he should not be declaring loudly Shema two times. The second time he says it quietly. The person is by himself, he's a yachid, so he's allowed to say it out loud. The same way he said the first one out loud, he can say the second one out loud. Now, he says in the paragraph, "V'yesharim de'im karakal parsha mutter." Some say that. No, I'm sorry, I skipped the line. "Menachem she'asayim kol parsha does yachzer likris lachash." The solution is, preferably, the person should do is finish the whole paragraph and then go back and start over again, because "yesharim de'im karakal parsha mutter." Some say if a person read this halacha that you cannot repeat Shema is just reading the pasuk back to back. But if you finish off the rest of the parsha and then start over again, that's not prohibited. So according to one opinion, that is acceptable. So therefore, in a case where a person has to go back, at least the best thing to do is, at least according to that opinion, create a situation where halachically you're permitted to go back. And how do you do that? By finishing off the paragraph and starting over again. Now there is a taz which says, if a person pauses a period of time in between the first reading and the second reading, it would also be have an equivalent status. The only problem is a person basically back-to-back says the pasuk twice. So then it looks like he's accepting one authority and then Chas V'Shalom a second authority. But if a person pauses in between, and the appearance is that these two declarations that he's saying are not connected, so there's no reason to believe he's accepting a second authority. Whatever reason, he's just repeating himself. So therefore, if a person waits in between, it's going to be mutter. Now, it doesn't say clearly how much time that is, but there is one suggestion that the time is a very short amount of time. It's actually the time known as tech de dibur. Tech de dibur is found in many areas of halacha. If a person says X, and then he corrects himself within the time of tech de dibur, so it's a valid correction. So tech de dibur is considered one statement. So I said something, I corrected myself before the statement ended. But if I said something and then I pause for a period of time, and then I say it again, it doesn't look like a correction, it just looks like a new statement. So it can't function as a correction on the first. So that's usually where tech de dibur comes up. It's a question of a correction on the first statement. Over here, the logic is the same. If it's one long statement and he's saying two different, saying it twice, it looks like he's accepting two different authorities over himself. If, however, there is a pause in between, which we look at as two separate statements, so we don't look at it as if he's doing that. how long it takes the dibur. So teich the dibur means within the time it takes to say the dibur of a greeting to a rebbe. So greeting to rebbe is shalom alecha rabbi umari. That's a greeting to rebbe, shalom alecha rabbi umari. That's the time known as teich the dibur. So that's about a second, 1.3 seconds. So a person normally says about three words per second. So four words, shalom alecha rabbi umari, take him about 1.3 seconds. And after that, it's considered a new dibur. It's not a continuation of the previous dibur. But the Chayyarim does not give that suggestion. He just says a person should continue reading, preferably to the end of the paragraph, and then go back and say Shema a second time. So that's the first point that we have over here, that a person cannot repeat Shema unless he's forced to do so, and he has to do that with limitations, and it should not look like he's accepting two authorities over himself. Have a good day.